7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
So fancy, a top of the hour announcement, which is wrong. That is not the correct time. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Commitment. Yes, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm pretty excited about it. Why? Because my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, so obviously I'm going to get excited about it once it starts up. Yes. And how do we start this up? We start this up by pouring some tea. Oh yeah, we got a little bit of tea here today still remaining. This is tea that's left over from yesterday. What is it? What are we drinking? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That, my friends, is Longjing. Oh, it's good. And I'd love to just sit around and drink tea all day, but we can't. Due to my latest obsession, owls. This is going to be dangerous, and this is going to be tricky, but I'm so obsessed that we need to check for owls right now. Let's get out of the car. Oh my God. Always way more difficult to actually do. Okay, so we've got another hot day today, but it's not too bad. I can hear golf course voices already. I had a decent night, but boy, when I got up, literally got up from the floor, I started having a problem, but I think I'm kind of good right now. I'm standing in the shade of this big elm tree. Yeah, I think this is an elm tree. This feels good right here. I kind of don't want to leave this area. No, we got to get down into the creek. We got to look for our owl buddies. I'm already looking up into the trees to see if I can see anything way up there. And I don't. But we know our owl buddies like to be lower. Oh, it just occurred to me. I should have sprayed my ankles with some kind of bug spray. Do I even own any bug spray? I did have some bug spray. Did I throw it out because I was afraid of it? Yeah, probably. Okay, if you didn't hear yesterday's episode of Dubious Goals Committee, or should I say Dubious Owl Spotting Subcommittee. Oh, who was that that just jumped back up in here? Who's in here? There's something weird in the grass around here. I do not know what it is. Wow, big wild strawberries. Okay, let's get in here. I'm walking under the canopy now. I'm gonna walk in here really slowly and quietly as I'm looking up. As I was saying, if you didn't hear yesterday's episode, you might want to listen to it from the archive, especially if you are a friend of owls, like me. Okay, so I'm looking in the areas where we saw yesterday's owls. I'm looking right above me, so we don't have a repeat of yesterday's stupidity. We got a little bit of a breeze going, so it's actually not too bad. It doesn't feel too hot right now. But we're not going to stay down here for too long, I don't think. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm standing right here at the edge. I'm looking. If you hear voices, it's golfers being excited that they can be out golfing today. And as I look up, I'm not seeing any of our buddies at this time. Oh, where could they be? Where could they be? I don't know. Let's go down. Let's head down into the creek. I don't feel my ankles being eaten. That's kind of good. I guess all the bugs. Oh, I almost fell. Oh, that's bad for your back, Tobe. But I think I'm okay. I recovered well. Well, we won't actually know until later. Did I just screw up my back? I don't know. I'll know in a few hours. Okay, so I'm down here in the creek proper. And now I'm going to get in some shade. And I'm going to start staring up into trees. Looking for birds. I see little birds. There's the occasional little butterfly slash moth. I can hear some birds occasionally, but not a lot of bird noise, which leads me to believe that maybe our owls aren't out, because once the owls are out, then all the other birds start complaining. Wah, 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 wah. There's something up there on that tree. What is that? Looks like a piece of fur. I don't know. Weird, but whatever. Okay. Looking around for owls. But I'm not seeing any. I'm checking lots of trees. Every little horizontal branch that's more than about 3 centimeters in diameter, I have to check. Because that's the kind of branches they like. Okay, let's turn around and go look downstream. That's where we saw Little Dude. And Little Dude likes to go down there. And we saw 2 of the big owls kind of head in this direction at one point in time. I'm just walking, and then every once in a while I gotta stop and look up. Looking up in branches. The other thing is, I'm also listening for the sound. Now, owls, they don't make a lot of sound when they fly because of the way that their feathers unlock on the upstroke. But when they fly, they have to jump off of the branch that they were on, right? And that makes a sound. And that's a distinct sound that I have come to recognize. What was down there? What was... You know what? I think what we should do... Well, I don't know. How... Oh, damn it. I put my good shoes on. Oh, Tobe. You idiot. Why did you put on the good shoes? I don't know. I'm looking downstream, and I'm just thinking maybe we should walk down there, jump down into the creek bed. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I see one. I see him. I see an owl. What's he doing? He's not up in a tree. Well, he jumped, and now he's up in a tree. Oh, my God. Okay, let me see, that's 10, 20, 30, 40, about 50 yards, about 45 meters downstream. There's a little dam where some trees fell into the creek, a small tree about, you know, like 20 centimeters in diameter. And that has caused other brush and stuff to get clogged up in the creek right there. But there's a couple logs that have fallen over the creek, and our owl was sitting on one of those logs. He was right over the water, not a meter above the water. And as he listened to me talk, he said, "Oh no, here comes that talking guy again." And he jumped up and he flew into the trees. And although I can't see him, I kind of know where he is. Oh, and here's another butterfly. It's a big butterfly. Oh, hi, big butterfly. Now I'm kind of wondering, should we go down there? Should we risk my good shoes and try to go spot our owl some more? I wish he would have stayed on that log. He would have been photogenic. I could have probably gotten a good picture of him. But now I'm wondering, should we go... See, I stand here and I talk about how I'm thinking about it, about how I'm thinking about moving downstream and wondering if I should actually make that decision. But as I'm sitting here talking about it, I find myself actually moving downstream. I haven't made a decision. It's just automatically happening because I want to see my owl buddy. I'm going to try not to get my shoes muddy. Okay, I am now in the creek bed, walking alongside the water in the gravel. And I'm looking up into that area where our buddy went. And he was a big one. He was a big guy. He was a big owl buddy. Now, where did he go? He's up there hiding in the trees somewhere right around there. Where is he? Where did he go? I don't think he went very high because he just sort of jumped off that log and he went flap, flap, flap. Where did he go? I cannot seize him. Oh, I'm sinking into the dirt. Okay, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? I know you're around here, dude. Well, at least we got to see him while he was standing on this log over here. Let's go over to the log. Check out the log. The log where the owl was standing. The creek is conveniently narrow right here. Oh, there he is. Is that our little buddy? I sees him. The reason we couldn't see him a second ago... Oh, damn it, I didn't bring the camera. The reason we didn't see him is he was sort of behind the trunk of a tree. But there he is. Is this our little guy? I don't think this is the littlest dude we've ever seen, but this owl is a little bit smaller. But this is one of the ones that we saw yesterday. I recognize his head from the photographs I took yesterday. So if you want to see photographs of all these owls, I got a couple yesterday. Look at this guy. How far away is he? He's about 20 meters away. He's on a low, low branch. And he's moving his head around and he's doing, "I walk like an Egyptian." And he's looking up into the trees. Who's he looking at? Are there other owls up there? Oh, this is so great. I see my buddy. I'm going to wave at him. Hi. He's not even looking. He's not even watching me anymore. Damn, I wish I would have brought my camera because there's almost a good photo here. Since he's looking the other way, I'm going to sneak up a little bit closer. Oh, and now he turned around. We're playing red light, green light with owls. Hi, buddy. I'm like 15 meters away from him. I can't believe I'm this close to a wild owl. And now he turned around. He's looking behind him. So I'm going to sneak up a little bit. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of branches between me and him, so I don't know if my camera would actually focus if I brought it, but... Okay, some other birds might now be getting angry that this dude is just standing here. Because little birds that are sort of further downstream are starting to squawk and squeak and squeal and squudge. And where was that owl when he was on the log? He was, like, right there. He was sitting on that log right there. I could walk right over to it. I could sit on the log in the same place he was. But I don't want to move because I'm afraid if I move, he's going to bolt. Wow, look at him. He's so cool. He's so fluffy. Oh, their birds are starting to get mad. I hear my red-bellied woodpeckers. There's some other little bird who's hung, a little tiny dude. Some kind of finch. And they're very angry. Hi, buddy. The owl is just watching me. Oh my God, he's so cool. I'm gonna move up a little bit. I want these guys to get used to me being down here so that they don't spook and get scared. Now see, right here, I think he's gonna jump. Yep, he bolted. Oh, and some other birds didn't like that. Okay, he's now up in the canopy, in the leafiness, and that annoyed some birds. So little birds are now freaking out. Rant, 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 rant. Now, where was that owl sitting on this log? It was like right here. Okay, I'm gonna sit here too, just for a second. Oh yeah. Oh, that is a relief. Take some pressure off my leg. Yeah, you can kind of hear birds freaking out behind me, right? They're angry about the owl. All right, I'm gonna get up. Oh yeah. I'm gonna start walking back upstream. I'm glad we got to see an owl during our quick owl check. I do like owls, but I'm getting hot. So I'm moving back upstream. Somebody's been digging right here. Who was digging right here? Look, that looks like marmot digging. I think we've had some marmots digging around here. That's probably the case. Marmots do like to dig. And I am getting across the creek. All right, so now we have to take this funny little, slippery. Oh, gotta take this funny little detour. And we gotta go over this little ravine. How did I do this last time? Did I just jump? I don't think I did. Okay, there we go. That'll work, steps. And, all right. Now we're back to where I came down into the creek. We're near the golf ball area. I guess we better check for golf balls since I'm here. I see all the usual white ones up in the ravine. Oh, there's a couple of white ones in the water here and there. And there's the white one that I found on the bank yesterday and I threw it down into the creek. Oh, hang on. I see color. I see color in the water. We're gonna need the stick, so we pick up the short stick that got shorter when we when we broke it last week. Yeah, I'm getting hot. I'm getting hot and stingy. Oh, careful, Tobe. The good shoes are on. The good shoes are on, but there's color in the water over here. I can't tell what it is because this is where the deep water is. It is, I don't know, an orange or a red. Is the stick long enough? Is the short stick long enough? Yes, it is. Okay. Oh, now I've lost it in the silt in the bottom. Oh, damn it. Wait, there it is. There's so much silt on the bottom of the creek here that it stirs up a black cloud and you can't see anything. Oh, it's not an orange or a red. It is a pink as I pop it out of the water. There we go. Oh, brother, do I need another pink golf ball? No, I got more pinks than anything else. Well, except yellows. But now that I'm standing here, let me look around. Let me look around. I don't see much of anything else. Well, what do you think, Tobe? Yeah, we might as well pick it up since we went through all that effort to get it. So, yeah. I'm holding a pink Callaway. I'm going to put the stick back up in the stick spot. And then I'm going to grab the ball and wash it off in the good washing area. As a plane flies over. It's a Callaway number 4 pink. Is it a glossy? Or is it matte finish? Don't know. It's too wet at this time. Callaway does make glossy and matte finish pink balls. Oh, you know what we do need? We need to find a red glossy. Oh, there's a green. There's a green. Oh, there's a green. How did I not see that before? Okay, we gotta get the green. We gotta get the green. It is across 1.5 meters of water in damp mud. The stick is not long enough. We need a different stick. Okay, suddenly my owl show has turned into golf ball show. Calm. Stay calm, Tobe. Don't run. Don't get overly excited. We can get the golf ball. Everything is fine. I'm starting to get hot. And I'm starting to feel it. And how about this stick right here? I think this will work. It's long enough. And it's got a little fork on the end. So back down into the creek. Okay. No, stick is not long enough. Does this mean we're going to have to get the big, big stick? Yeah, I think it does. Let's just quit screwing around. Get the big, big stick. Let's get into some stick labor. Stick work. Oh man, the stick is heavy today. And I can reach the ball. Oh my god. Oh my god. You're not going to believe this. I scooped up some of the mud that was sticking to the ball. It got stuck in the fork of the stick. We're done. I got it. I'm carrying the ball over into the washing area. That was the easiest retrieval ever. I dumped the ball in the washing area. I put the stick back. Now we gotta wash off the green ball. It is a Max Fly. I do like Max Fly greens because they're such an interesting shade. Somebody has written stuff on it with magic marker and crap. Okay, that's fine because I think this is a glossy. And we can get the ink off the glossies with alcohol. It's kind of dirty. All right, yeah, green, number 3, Max Fly, and now we're done. We got to be done because, I'm starting to feel it. I'm starting to feel it. This ain't good. So I'm heading towards the exit. Okay, plug in the magic music machine. We need a song that's at least 70 seconds long. And let's hit random. Okay, yeah. So we had to have a little bit of dubious Nyampasu banana cha-cha remix. You're welcome. I gotta have that every once in a while. I don't know why. There's something wrong with me. And speaking of things that are wrong with me, oh my god, I'm overheating, but that's fine. The air conditioner is coming on. And I've got a big fat cup of mango, orange, and tangerine juice. So juicy. All right. There's one more thing I got to tell you or play for you. I was messing around last night. I had this brilliant idea last night where I realized I could use my outboard baby sequencer to start and stop the onboard step sequencers of baby Florian. And I was messing with that last night, going, wow, good job, Tobe. Good job thinking up brilliant stuff. Then I started messing around with some stuff, and then some other stuff happened. And then the inevitable stupid happened, and then suddenly I had some stuff. And then I had to adjust a couple knobs, and I thought, you know, if I just tweak this over this way, and I tweak this over this way, we might have something awesome. And what is that something? Well, it's this. This is fun. This is some, you know, your typical Tobe war music. Oh, we gotta go to war. Or this is the sound that you hear. This is the music that you hear when you see me walking out of the ready room to get into my starfighter spaceship or whatever. And, you know, it sounds all nice and dramatic. The problem with this is that it's super dynamic. I'm not running a compressor. I think I just clipped the crap out of everything, but maybe we'll get lucky. And maybe that just didn't screw everything up. But yeah, I got some 303 action going with the baby Florian. And then once I had that arpeggio going on Florian, I thought, oh, it needs a little bit of something. And I wanted to plug an LFO into the cutoff, and then I realized, I didn't really realize it. I did it, and I found out I was wrong. That's not going to work because blah, blah, blah. I won't get it technical. So then I plugged it into the pulse width modulation. And so that was cool and fun. It did neat stuff. And I'd love to tell you all the technically cool things that I did to create this, but we've run out of time because you've been listening to the Dubious Let's Check for Owls and Then Play with Synthesizers Committee, a show that airs every single day, or at least for the last week, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta get gone, so bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.